you have a tree question, you can talk to John Eisenhower or Larry Phillips. Certified arborists joining us this hour, broadcasting live from NAU campus. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can send us an email if you have a picture for plant or insect identification, something on your tree. It's info at rosieonthehouse.com.
Well, Romy, there's a little bit of history that unites my friend Larry and me together, and we've just determined we're standing here on the steps of Old Main on the NAU campus on a beautiful day, 75 degrees out right now, and just a gorgeous morning looking out over all these trees where the freshman orientation just took place yesterday afternoon when we came here to visit the park. This place was just loaded with all the freshman class of 2017 or 2018. But, you know, we just found out that in 1973, Larry and I were both here as students on campus here at NAU. I was living in the Tinsley dorm, which is still here, just a little bit southwest of us. And Larry was a student. And actually, the old main building that we're standing next to used to be a dormitory. And Larry, so where was your room?
Well, it was about 5 feet away from where I'm standing right now. It's one of the tower rooms, 12-foot ceiling. It was pretty cool.
Well, we have an awesome, it's a wonderful campus up here. We were only both here for 1 year, but it kind of links us together about the time that 2 years. Well, it is interesting that the bumper music going into this segment was Eric Clapton. He probably wrote that song about the time we were here on campus, which kind of dates you, doesn't it?
yes.
We won't go there.
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about the seminar we attended yesterday. It was really a pleasure to listen to presenters on edible trees. If you have an interest in edible trees, I want to give you a website today. Listeners, take this down. It's leafnetworkaz.org. Leaf as in tree, L-E-A-F, networkaz.org. If you go to this, this is an organization that is committed to linking people with edible food sources, and especially our trees in our local neighborhoods and communities, and helping us to learn to harvest that fruit and actually appreciate what we have around us in terms of the edible local food sources we have in our urban forest. We heard from Ann Audrey, the program coordinator for LEAF, this LEAF network, who spoke yesterday about trees and the return on the investment they can give. As a business owner, Larry and I understand the return on investment when you make these marketing efforts or these efforts of output of trying to reach customers. You want there to be a return on that investment. And I've always said, why not have a lot of trees in our yard? If we're going to be planting trees, why not plant trees that actually give us something back? About 10 or 12 years ago, my wife and I made a decision to plant 19 stone fruit trees of various variety all around our yard, plus the citrus we have there, plus some dates and an existing fig tree and some other citrus. And we have a veritable garden at our house. It's just really nice to go out there pretty much any time of year, and there's some edible fruit somewhere in our yard. Right now, the figs are just coming on. The apricots, we just harvested those. A lot of people like to dry their fruit. We tend to just cut ours and freeze them in freezer bags. And then it's a nice cold summer snack to just pop a half a an apricot in your mouth. It's just like eating a 7-Up popsicle. You know, it's so good. But if you go to this website, they have an edible tree directory, which kind of tells you where you can find good local sources for edible fruit trees, because not all the nurseries carry a full variety of fruit trees. But this edible tree directory is a great a good place to start. It will tell you the chill hour requirements for your city. You can look up your town and find out how many chill hours are typical for your town. So when you go select your tree varieties, your edible your fruit trees, you'll know how many chill hours if that tree would be appropriate for your town or city. chill hour requirements are those chill hours are the number of hours in your location that are between 32 and 45 degrees. And in Phoenix, of course, and in Tucson, those chill hours are pretty low. So you have to have very low chill hour requirement trees to be able to produce fruit. Up in our higher elevations, you can have chill hours, a lot higher chill hour requirements.
That's correct, John. A lot of times it's the 400 to 600 chill hours are required, and we easily get to that here. There's a lot of places in Flagstaff that we can have edible fruit. Apples are very popular, but there's certain areas where you can still have stone fruit, like peaches, nectarines, plums, and so on. But those are few and far between, but it's much more of a challenge here at this elevation for that kind of fruit.
I know, heard some people talking about cherries. Are cherries a little bit more popular? I mean, they're easier to grow than say, peaches?
Yes, and cherry trees like Bing cherry, some species like that, they're a little bit easier to grow. Again, it all depends on where you're at, especially within the Flagstaff area.
We'll be back right after this.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.